Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 75, What I'm Making for Easter. I can't remember the last time Easter landed in March. I actually looked this up. It usually happens twice a decade, but it's thrown me for a loop. We've got family coming into town for both Easter and spring break, and it's my husband Robbie's birthday this weekend, so the next 10 days are going to be very full. As a result, and I kind of knew this was coming, I've been thinking about my Easter plan for a few weeks now, and I'm excited to break it all down for you. In addition to sharing the menu I plan to make, I'm also going to cover a few hosting tips if you happen to be hosting this year. So that's what we're going to dig in today. But first, as always, let's discuss a few recipes you can throw on your meal plan for the week, because despite the holidays and visitors, we still have to eat dinner every day. Remember, these are all 5-ingredient recipes this month to help you really simplify as we head into a busier spring season. So the first recipe, I don't know about you guys, but we're still flirting with some colder, cooler days and the occasional 75 degree day. So this, we've got a couple cooler days coming this week, and so I want to make this chickpea and potato curry. 5 ingredients, so great. I use my favorite jarred yellow curry sauce. I use chickpeas, which are a great source of protein, and serve it over rice with naan. It's just really cozy. It's kind of like a stew almost. Like it's thick, it's delicious, it makes excellent leftovers. So I will definitely make that for dinner and then have it for lunch the next day. The next recipe we're doing is, I'm cleaning out the freezer because I like to kind of always do that before we have a lot of visitors. And I am making orange chicken and broccoli. Now in Recipe Club, I have two different types of recipes for this. So one that you make completely from scratch, the chicken, you dredge the chicken, you saute it, all of that good stuff. And then I have another, the 5-ingredient recipe utilizes Trader Joe's most popular ingredient they sell in the store, which is their frozen orange chicken. So when I use that, like so many other people do for extra busy nights, I like to add a couple of fresh ingredients to it to really kind of brighten it up. So I add some fresh broccoli, I add a red bell pepper, I add a splash of rice vinegar, I serve it over rice. And so that's the version I'm making this week because I've got 2 bags of orange chicken that I need to use up for my freezer. But if you are wanting to make more of a from scratch orange chicken and broccoli, I've also got that for you in Recipe Club. Then the third recipe is sheet pan Italian sausage with Brussels sprouts. This uses one of my favorite staple ingredients, which is the cooked chicken sausage that I like to keep on hand. It's an Italian chicken sausage and it's already cooked, but it's like, I don't even want to compare it to a hot dog. Like, forgive me. But it's kind of like a grown-up hot dog in that there's way more flavor. There's more protein. It's more delicious, in my opinion. It's just more complex of a flavor. And you can slice them up. And they're great in sheet pan dinners because they get nice and crispy on the outside. Or they're great in skillet meals as well. And they kind of last a long time in your fridge. So it's a good thing to have on hand when you need a last-minute protein. All right, there are your recipes for the week. You can find and print them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy-to-follow shopping list broken down by recipe. These three recipes are recipes that I make often enough that they also have a permanent spot in my recipe binder during the season. I love being able to kind of cook from a printed copy and bypass the distraction that inevitably comes when I look for something on my phone. Whether that's a saved photo and I can't remember what album I put it in, or I'm on Pinterest or Instagram, I just kind of like having home base in my kitchen Bible, where I keep all of the recipes that I make most often. So if you are also wanting a system to get your printed recipes organized, give yourself the gift of ordering a recipe binder. You will love it. And you can get that at kelseynixon.com. All right, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and discuss what I'm making for Easter dinner.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When it comes to food holidays, I wouldn't say that Easter comes out on top. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good Easter dinner. I'm just saying that other holidays tend to get a bit more food love. But as a result, you may be asking yourself, what am I supposed to make for Easter dinner? So we're going to get into that along with a couple of just general tips about hosting. Or guesting. Let's start there. So before you even think about the menu, I'd suggest asking yourself a few questions to help inform what you plan to make. First and foremost, who is coming? Are you hosting? Are you going somewhere else? Have you been meaning to invite friends or family but just haven't done it yet? Get your plans set and in place. Now is the time to do that if you haven't already. And even with that, my plans just shifted literally yesterday in the past day or so. But get your ducks in a row when it comes to the group, because you don't want to map out a menu until you really know who is coming and where the actual event will be hosted. That's when you'll map out your menu and you will delegate. No one expects one person to make and plan the whole meal. In fact, that feels like less communal to that. I just don't think that's the way we operate anymore. Maybe in the past. So whether you find yourself as the host or a guest, lean into delegation. Before you delegate, though, we're going to actually talk about what you're going to cook. So hopefully by this point, you know how many people are coming and where you're going to be having dinner. So you should have an idea of how much food you need to have. This is somewhat obvious, but for the sake of providing a formula, I want to just break down the different types of things at the meal. So you'll want a protein, you'll want a bread, a potato, a few veggie-based sides, and maybe a dessert or two, and a drink. An appetizer is also nice. I'd say you'd want an appetizer. So here's what my menu is looking like this year, in case you need some ideas. So I have not been shy about sharing that I grew up with a mother who was a fantastic cook. She's still a fantastic cook. But every Easter, she let Honey Baked Ham do the work. And she never really would make a protein. She would just get a Honey Baked Ham. And it was delicious. And no Easter is complete for me without that Honey Baked Ham. In fact, I really only eat it once, maybe twice a year. Sometimes we will do it on Christmas as well. But always Easter is the Honey Baked Ham. Because you guys, I can cook a mean family meal, but cooking a ham, I can't do it better than Honey Baked Ham. I just can't. They're so good. They've got that brown sugar crust on them. They are delicious. So if you want to take the day off from making a big protein and you like ham, and if you don't like ham, you should try Honey Baked Ham, because I don't like most ham, but I like their ham, and order it. But you're going to want to place your order in advance. You can pick it up 3 or 4 days in advance. It just stays in your fridge. You typically bring it to room temperature to serve it. You can also serve it cold, but it is such an easy hack for your big primary protein. It's pre-sliced. It's great. It's great. I might do a little like sauce to go with Honey Baked Ham because it's so sweet on the outside. I'm just thinking of doing like a honey mustard mayo base situation. Anyways, we'll see if I end up doing that. But as far as the primary protein, I have delegated that to my local Honey Baked Ham. All right, let's talk about an appetizer. Now, this is one of those recipes. I typically only make this once or twice a year, but I have a deviled egg recipe with candied bacon. It's from my first cookbook called Kitchen Confidence, and it is next level delish. It is so good, you guys. Deviled eggs, just in general, they're not necessarily difficult, but they do take some time to make. It's not like you're going to bust those out in 20 minutes. So deviled eggs, so good. I think it's worth the effort for Easter, but you're going to want to make sure you plan those in advance. You could totally make those the day before and stick them in the fridge. The other thing we're having for our bread is Betsy's Famous Dinner Rolls. So Betsy of Betsy's Best Bets is my sister-in-law, and she is famous for this dinner roll recipe. They've got potato flakes in them. They are so good. They're in Recipe Club, and we are definitely making those. I'm also going to make scallop potatoes au gratin. In the past, I've done mashed potatoes, or even in my family, they're called funeral potatoes. It's like a delicious potato casserole with cornflakes on top, but we're going to do scallop potatoes this year. They're nice and cheesy and get golden brown on top and are just so good. We're also going to do honey glazed carrots with pistachios. And you could do this with any carrots, but Trader Joe's this time of years sells mini heirloom baby carrots, and they are beautiful, like so, so pretty. You will go there, you can't miss them. And I like to use those for this particular recipe. The pistachios are great on top because the beautiful bright green color kind of contrasts the different colors of those heirloom carrots, but it also provides a nice little crunch. And then I also put goat cheese on top, just sprinkle it on top. And it is like, I cannot wait. I'm just like salivating thinking about those. Then for another veg, I'm on the fence between doing pickled asparagus, which is where you take like a pencil thin asparagus and you make a really strong vinaigrette. With either sherry vinegar or white wine vinegar or red wine vinegar. And it's got shallots in it and some mustard. And you basically take that really thin asparagus and you coat it in this vinaigrette and you let it sit overnight in the fridge. You could even heat the inner vinaigrette up a little bit if you wanted. And it just seasons that asparagus throughout, and it is so good. So I might do that, or I have a recipe for haricot vert almondine, which is basically a fancy way of saying French green beans. And the thing that makes these so great is they come together in a skillet, and I like topping them with really finely chopped almonds, like so thin they're almost a powder. And then a little bit of lemon juice and lemon zest. They're just really bright and green and beautiful, and a really nice crisp addition to some of the heartier stuff like the potatoes and the ham. For dessert, we're going to do sheet pan carrot cake. And then there are these lemon ricotta cookies I'm obsessed with. They're in Recipe Club. They are from my friend Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips. These are one of her most famous cookie recipes that she shared with Recipe Club, and they are So good, you guys. So good. And then we'll do some sort of drink. In my family, we have this silly family tradition of doing a drink called slush. But I even thought, how nice would it be to do like fresh lemonade? And Nora has been asking me over and over to make lemonade. I think she wants to do a lemonade stand, which is so cute, but really a lot of work for the parents. So that's why we haven't done it yet. But maybe we'll make lemonade. I am going to finalize this menu, put all of these recipes in the beautiful Recipe Club recipe template, and send that out with our newsletter, Give Me Five newsletter that goes out this week. So if you are interested in getting access to that Easter menu, make sure you're signed up at kelseynixon.com. If you're hosting, my best suggestion is to make all of the things that are most challenging to travel with or keep warm. So that often includes the primary protein. So for Easter, it might be the ham, or maybe you're going to make prime rib or lamb or something like that. And then, like I said, anything that needs to be served warm. Now, you're probably thinking that like the main dish is pretty obvious, but let's dig into this whole warm dish thing just a little bit. If you have ever hosted a party or a holiday and had someone show up and say, hey, can I use the oven to heat this up? Or can I heat this up on the stove? And you're not expecting it, it can kind of throw you for a loop, especially if you're trying to welcome all your guests and you're trying to finish the dishes you are making and you already have something in the oven and now you're worried because their thing needs to be at 325 and your oven's at 400. It can be a little overwhelming. So I suggest that you plan in advance to kind of avoid this scenario. So if there are certain things that need to be served warm for the meal, like I'm looking at my menu, like the dinner rolls, the scalloped potatoes, the honey glazed carrots, those might be the things that I'm going to say, I'll do those. And then as the delegation happens, or as guests say, what can I bring? I will, you know, say, oh, why don't you bring some deviled eggs? Or why don't you bring a dessert? Because I don't need to worry about having any way to heat that thing when it arrives. So salads, sides, appetizers, desserts, drinks, those are all types of things that I think are best to ask guests to bring. And remember, don't be afraid to ask. Now, that's the hosting side of things. On the guesting side of things, my best advice is if you are a guest at someone's holiday meal, if there is some recipe that you grew up with that is really nostalgic to you, that you just love, that like no Easter is complete without those deviled eggs with candy bacon, then you take on that recipe. It's so nice to have people show up with a recipe that they really love, and even better if it's got a little bit of a backstory. This is my grandma's dot, 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 or my mom used to always make this. I think people really love that. So when someone says, or when you get invited and you say, hey, what can I bring? Sometimes deciding is the worst part. So being proactive and saying, hey, that's so nice of you for having us. Thank you so much. Would it be okay if I brought dot, dot, dot? I think that's a really nice way to approach it. Other note, and this is a good reminder to myself too, because sometimes I get distracted because I still have kids who are somewhat young and usually run around causing a ruckus. But if you're a guest and someone has put this meal together, really make an effort to step in and help with dishes when it's all done. Even if they say, oh, no, no, you go sit down. Just do it. Because I've been the host, right? Where I'm like, no, let's enjoy each other. Don't worry about the dishes. I'll take care of them. But when people leave your house and your kitchen's put back together, that's a gift. That's a really nice thing to do. So if you're guesting at Easter this year, just make an effort to just do a little something. Take the garbage out. You know, wash the dishes. Load the dishwasher. Clean up the drink station. You know, whatever you can do. I think it's a really nice thing to think about. And it's a good reminder for us all. The other thing I want to suggest if you're hosting is to think about having some sort of boxes or bags to send leftovers home in. I really like having these brown takeout boxes. You can just get them on Amazon. Or Ziploc bags. But what's great about the little brown boxes is they can go straight in the microwave. So if you're reheating leftovers, it's really convenient for that. And speaking of leftovers, I can't record an episode about Easter and not mention one of my favorite leftover recipes of all time are my honey-baked ham and Swiss sliders. So when you're doing your shopping, grab a package of Hawaiian rolls to make those sliders the day after. I think that's it, you guys. I hope you have a lovely Easter dinner, and I hope you're looking forward to spending it with family or friends and welcoming spring. But let's finish this episode with the weekly Gimme Five. These are five things that made my life easier or more enjoyable this week. So first up, mini bamboo tongs. So if you remember last week, I told you about how I was helping with this big women's community event where we did all of these snack boards, and it was so great. It was so much work, but so great. We did a big dessert table and a big kind of charcuterie table, and I, at the last minute, ordered a set of 12 mini bamboo tongs, and it was so good to have a bunch of little, whether you were picking up a dessert to put on your plate or some veggies with a dollop of dip or some, you know, cured meats or whatever. Those are so great. And as we head into kind of hosting with Easter, tongs are just a big, small tongs are such a great serving utensil. So these, I think they cost like $5-7 on Amazon. But they were so great. I put them on a veggie platter. You could put them on an appetizer tray, the dessert table. But I'm definitely going to use them for Easter as well. Just a good thing. And then because of their shape, you can store them really efficiently as well. So mini bamboo tongs, those really saved me this week. Those same leftovers containers I was just talking about, that's number two on the list. Because at our women's event, we had so many leftovers, and it made me wish that we had thought about containers to send all of the leftovers home in with people. So I immediately went home and I ordered these ones that I like so much because I wanted to be prepared for Easter leftovers. So think about those leftovers containers. That's something I wish I would have had. Let's go a little bit more into Easter. Make sure, okay, if you are dyeing Easter eggs or decorating Easter eggs. Let's say decorating Easter eggs. Dyeing eggs can be really fun, but it can be really messy. And so if you are anti-dyeing Easter eggs, but you still want to have an egg moment, there is a product called the Egg Mazing. You've probably seen it. Maybe you haven't, but it's the easiest way to decorate Easter eggs without the mess. And it's just so fun. And if you want this, to offer as an alternative to dyeing eggs, or maybe you want to do both, you got to order it now, because I think it was 2 years ago when I kept meaning to get one, and then I got too close to Easter and I couldn't get one in time. So they're like $20, and what you do is you put your little Easter egg in the center and it spins, and you take markers and you can create these really beautiful designs. So the Egg Mazing, check it out. Also Easter bunny decor. My girls were so excited. They just love holidays right now. And they were so disappointed when we pulled out all of our Easter decorations, and there were all sorts of eggs and like carrots, but there were no bunnies. They said, "Where are bunnies?" So I ordered this cute set on Amazon. There's like the gold bunnies. It was $15. But they're the perfect size to put on our Easter table. Finally, an Easter Sunday dress. So growing up, I remember always getting an Easter dress. I definitely ordered some dresses for my girls, and I was going to order something for myself, but I ended up wearing this dress to a work conference this week, and I loved it. It's one of those dresses I don't wear very often. It's very florally. It's kind of bright. And as I was wearing it yesterday, I thought, you know what? I don't need anything new. I love this. This is the perfect Easter dress. I'm going to totally wear this. And it's on sale, you guys. So that's another thing. It made my life a little easier to think, I don't need to get something new. I've got this. It's perfect. And it looks great. The brand is Roller Rabbit. And all of these links will be in my Gimme 5 newsletter that goes out on Fridays. Like I said, jump on that list at kelseynixon.com. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. This podcast is always meant to be a quick 20 to 30 minute listen while you map out your own meals for the week. I have just found that to be so critical to the success of building a habit around meal planning, is attaching it to something that I enjoy, like listening to a podcast. So hopefully this podcast can be that for you. Next week, we'll be having kitchen office hours, also known as just answering your questions. So I will plan to answer your questions from Instagram or my newsletter. If you've got a question that you'd like me to answer, send me a DM and maybe I'll answer it on the podcast. I also always like to do a weekend Q&A where I answer questions about cooking and all things that have to do with the kitchen. So if I don't get it answered on the podcast, we'll definitely get it answered in that weekend Q&A. Remember to subscribe so that the podcast episode automatically pops up for you next week and you don't have to go looking for it. Thanks again for listening today. I'm so glad you're here. Until next time, happy cooking. I'm Kelsey, and I look forward to chatting with you next week.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.